Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Let's do it.
Today we're going deep on something that sounds kind of theoretical, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But it's actually super relevant to how we understand the way the economy works.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
We're talking about risk aversion.
Makes sense. I mean, it is economics, right?
Right. So usually, like in all those econ textbooks, there's this assumption that people have a certain level of risk aversion, and it pretty much stays the same.
Yeah, like, are you a risk taker, or do you like to play it safe?
Exactly. But what if it's not that simple?
Okay, so where are we going with this?
Well, today's deep dive is based on some fascinating research published in the Central Bank Review.
Oh, cool. What's the paper called?
It's called On the Business Cycle Implications of Alternative Risk Aversion Formulations. Catchy, right? And in it, they basically say, hey, what if those big economic ups and downs actually change how comfortable people are with risk?
That actually makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Like, if you grew up during a recession, you might be more cautious later in life, even when things are going well.
Totally. Those experiences stick with you.
Absolutely. So to dig into this, the study explores two alternative scenarios.
Okay, so two new ways of thinking about risk. Lay it on me.
So the first one is called stochastic risk aversion.
Stochastic, that sounds complicated.
Not really. Just imagine your willingness to take risks is like a dial that fluctuates a bit over time. Sometimes you're up for it, sometimes not so much.
Oh, so it's not like some fixed personality trait.
Exactly. It's way more fluid than that.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. What about the second scenario?
This one is called endogenous risk aversion.
Okay.
And it suggests that your risk dial is like directly connected to how the economy's doing.
So like good times make you more likely to take a chance.
Exactly. Feeling good about the economy, maybe you'll finally invest in that risky startup idea. But bad times, you just want security.
Totally. So it's not just random. Our risk appetite is actually responding to the world around us.
Right. And that's what makes this research so interesting.
It's like our own personal risk barometer is always moving.
Exactly. But how does this actually play out on a bigger scale?
Well, to figure that out, they actually built a model, a whole simulated economy.
Yeah, they basically built a whole simulated economy.
Okay, so like SimCity, but for economic theory?
Kind of. But instead of building parks and stuff, they're tweaking people's risk tolerance to see how it affects things like spending and investing.
Oh, so it's all about those big economic ways, those booms and busts.
Exactly. They're trying to see if these new ways of thinking about risk can actually explain why the economy goes through these cycles.
So did they find anything interesting?
You better believe it.
Hit me with the highlights.
Well, remember that first scenario we talked about? Stochastic risk aversion, the one where your risk appetite is kind of random and unpredictable.
Yeah, like a constantly spinning risk roulette wheel.
Haha, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, when they plugged that into their model, it actually did a much better job of reflecting real-world economic data.
Really? Just adding a bit of randomness makes the model more accurate. Yep. See, those old-school models always assumed people were perfectly rational, making calculated decisions about risk.
But we're not robots. We change our minds, we get excited, we freak out.
Exactly. We're human. So when they allowed for some of that human unpredictability, their model suddenly got much better at explaining those ups and downs we see in things like spending and investment.
It's like they finally taught the model to factor in human emotions.
Kind of, which is huge because that's how the real world works, right?
Totally. Okay, so randomness seems important. What about that second scenario, where our risk aversion is tied to how well the economy is doing?
Okay, so that's where things get really interesting. When they plugged that scenario in, the model did an amazing job of showing how our spending habits change right along with the business cycle.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. So let's say the economy's on fire, everyone's optimistic, feeling good, right?
Like those roaring 20s vibes.
Exactly. Well, in that kind of environment, people are naturally going to be less risk averse. They're more likely to splurge on a vacation, buy a new car, or finally invest in that risky startup idea.
Because hey, if everyone else is winning, why not me?
Exactly. And all that extra spending just pours more fuel on the fire, making the economy even stronger.
So our own feelings about risk can actually create these self-fulfilling prophecies. That's wild.
It really is. But here's the thing, the opposite is true too. When the economy starts to tank and fear sets in,
people get cold feet.
Exactly. Everyone starts to get more risk averse, they tighten their belts, and suddenly that economic boom can turn into a bust.
It's like a domino effect, but instead of dominoes, it's driven by fear.
Exactly, which is why this is so important to understand. It's not just theoretical. It's actually explaining how our own individual feelings about risk can amplify those big economic swings.
Okay, so we've got these super interesting models. We're starting to see the human side of economics.
Yeah.
But what does it all mean for someone listening to this right now? So how do we actually use this information in the real world?
Right. It's one thing to talk about models and theories, but how does this actually help us make smarter decisions?
Exactly. Give us the Cliff's Notes version.
Well, I think one of the biggest takeaways here is that we should all be a little more skeptical of those big economic forecasts. You know, the ones that say the economy is projected to grow by X percent next year.
Because those are usually based on the assumption that our risk aversion is just going to stay the same.
Exactly. They don't always factor in the possibility that some unexpected event could come along and totally shake things up.
Like, what if everyone suddenly gets spooked about, I don't know, inflation or something? Suddenly that rosy economic picture doesn't look so great anymore, right?
Exactly. People might get more risk averse, start saving more and spending less, and boom, that throws the whole forecast off.
Yeah.
Understanding that risk aversion can shift, that it's not this fixed thing, helps you see the potential weaknesses in those predictions.
It's like having a secret decoder ring for the economy. Okay, that's super helpful for understanding those big picture trends. But how about on a more personal level?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. I think the big takeaway here is to be mindful. Pay attention to how your own feelings about risk might be changing, especially during different economic climates.
So like when the economy's booming and everyone's feeling good, don't get caught up in the hype and make rash decisions.
Exactly. It's easy to get swept up in that fear of missing out mentality and make impulsive choices that you might regret later on.
And then on the flip side, when things are going downhill, don't let fear paralyze you.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance, that sweet spot between being reckless and being too afraid to act.
So basically, don't just blindly follow the herd. Take the time to really understand your own risk appetite, how it might be influenced by what's happening in the world around you. Because what works in one economic climate might backfire in another.
Absolutely. And, you know, beyond all the practical advice, I think there's a bigger message here. This research really highlights the fact that economics isn't just about numbers and graphs.
It's about people.
Exactly. It's about understanding how we behave, how our emotions influence our decisions, and how all of that feeds back into the economy.
It's like that old saying, the economy is us.
I love that.
Me too. And you know what? It's kind of empowering when you think about it. We all play a part in this giant economic ecosystem.
We do.
And understanding how our own risk tolerance fits into the picture, well, that just makes us savvier participants, wouldn't you say?
100%. It's all connected.
And that brings us to the end of another deep dive. But before we go, one last thing for you to ponder. If our feelings about risk can have such a big impact on the economy, what other areas of life might be influenced by these constantly shifting risk preferences? Something to think about. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep diving deep.